Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. And we just stop by to say thank you. Thank you, hallelujah, how you kept us on last night as we slept and slumbered. Are we coming to bless your name today? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And we just say thank you. Oh, we thank you, woke us up and clothed us in our right mind, Lord God, the mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation, and we say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised in the midst of storms. In the midst of bad news, he's still worthy to be praised, and I say thank you. Father, I lift up the Browns and the Thomas family to you this morning, Lord God. I thank you for being their comforter on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and place the right people in their path that would speak life into them, Lord God, and speak your word to them, Lord God. Still encourage them and build them up, Lord God. But your words are to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So we just thank you right now for Felicia's life, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just give you the praise, we give you the glory, Lord God. We thank you for the sick and the shut-in, Lord God, how you doing miraculous for them today, Lord God. This is a new day for miracles, signs, and wonders, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We can't nothing without you, Lord God. We can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Lord God. And we just say thank you right now. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit with a humble heart this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And stretched out arms. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people, Lord God. Pour back into him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name, bless your name, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up his whole entire family to you today, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. We thank you and praise your holy name for doing a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them. We say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Lord God. We just bless your name for them right now, Lord God. Whatever they stand in need of, we say thank you, Lord, that you're supplying all their needs according to your riches and glory. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up Reek and her entire family to you today, Lord God, that she faithfully works behind the scenes, Lord God. Oh, we thank you and bless your holy name for doing a new thing for them as well. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. The joy of the Lord is our strength today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we plead the blood over the atmosphere, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we just come to say thank you, Lord. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit of depression, oppression, rejection, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. We loose the spirit of the living God to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your word says what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loosen your peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release your joy, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. So have your way this awesome Thursday morning. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God. Our neighbors' children, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Be their shield and their buckler today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home, every hospital today, every sick and shut-in today. We plead the healing blood, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. So have your way today, Lord God. We thank you for a breaker anointing, destroying yokes and burdens on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Over the White House today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, over the president and the vice president and their families, Lord God. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and place the right people in their path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today. We thank you for a new day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just thank you for ordering our footsteps today, leading and directing us in all truth today. We say thank you. We are that tree planted by the river. We shall not be moved by no means of circumstances or situations, because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we just say thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. We bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for silence and violence in our neighborhoods on today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every school today, college campus today. In the mighty name of Jesus, protect and shield them, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. And we still thank you that you are Dr. Jesus, that you're still a great physician. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way this awesome Thursday morning, Lord God. Have your way, have your way. Your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Not our way, but your way. But have your way. Deliver and set free that only you can do. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way, Lord.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We welcome you.
Good morning, Prophet.
Open forum, top of the morning. Mother Gwen, bless you on today. Top of the morning to you. Welcome each and every one of you to open forum. George Trulick and my co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Welcome each and every one of you all on this day.
Good morning.
The open forum. And we bless each and every one of you all. God bless you too, woman of God. Thanking God for all of the great kingdom leaders in the land. Blessing the Lord to your mandate, your assignment, your purpose. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and honor for you. You and you on this day. This is the day that God had mandated for you and I. Tell you, when I sit down and think about the times we're in, I mean, think about how gracious God is to live in us and through us. Because if it had not been for the Lord that had made you, created and established for this time, we would not be here. And so it is his will, we are here for a purpose and a mandate in the land. Thank God for his spirit being upon you, being upon you, and being upon you on today. I tell you, we give God praise, glory, and honor. Well, this is open forum on today. If you have any questions or comments for myself and Evangelist Thelma Sibby, we will take your questions and comments on this day. The Lord gave you a mandated word for us on today, or you have a question you'd like to ask us, we're here to respond to those questions and to your comments on this day. In a time like this, when pulpits are emptying out, ministry gifts are relegating around the world, people don't know what's going on from day to day. We thank God that we still have the stability, the strength, the wherewithal, and the greatness to stand on God's word, to bring the word of God alive to those of you that are listening in. And these times, I tell you things, we need to know what God is saying to us. And for those who are open to receive from the Lord, this is an important time for you in the land and in the world because of what's going on. I'm telling you, if you look around and you are the nation and you the land, man, I thank God for what the Lord is doing right now. Right now. In the future, so don't lose sight of what God is saying to you and you on today, because there is a lot going on. So if you have a question for Mother Sydney and myself, we're here to answer those questions. I've been doing it in many different platforms over the last several weeks and months, and some of them are very, very scary, hearing what people are saying about the Lord, what God is doing. And so thank God that you can hear from the Lord. And while hearing from him, you can get an answer from the Lord on today. So if you have a question or comment for myself or another, we're here for you on today. And we're taking your questions and your comments. And we're going to do the best we can to give you an answer about the word of God, the kingdom of God, and what's going on in the land. There's a lot of territorial fights going on in the body, or actually in the world. But in the body, that's just another laborer in the kingdom of the vineyard who's trying to present their legal case on behalf of the kingdom of God. They may be saying the same thing that we're saying, some may not be saying the same thing. But long you know what God is saying concerning the world, concerning the nation, and concerning the events, this is open forum. So we take your questions and comments. And Minister Brian, if there's any questions and comments over there, if you're on the blog side, we're going to take them today. And any of you all that's listening in, we'll take your questions and comments as well on today. God bless you, my co-host, Evangelist Thelma Sibby, on this morning. Mother, we thank God for you as well. And all the rest of you are there. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Glory to God. Amen. We just bless the Lord and oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. I tell you, this is a day that the Lord has made. And I tell you, we need to rejoice and be glad in it on this day, because he woke us up for this day, another day, amen, in 2022.
Absolutely.
So he has a purpose for us. He has something in store for us on today. Amen. That we make a tape as well. Lift up the name of Jesus on today. This is open for him. Amen. This is a place where you can ask a question, comment, praise for testimony, request prayer. Amen. This is a place where amen, were questions that you want to ask that cannot even be asked, amen, or you don't ask even at your own body of Christ, at your own church. And so on the conference line, just star 6 and come right on in. And on the Raw Talk Radio, just press 1 on your dial. Come and join us. Amen. Ministry of Brian, bring you right on in. Just come and join us on this day. I tell you, Prophet, I've just been excited this past week. And even though it was a little under weather last week, but God, I bounced back.
Yes.
Bounce right on back. And sometimes, you know, your
body
say, take a rest. Just take a rest. Take a rest. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes something will hit you and you just have to just take a rest instead of just try to, work through it. But rest. Amen. Rest is the best thing for the body anyway. Amen. Sometimes you need a little medicine to help it, you know. But rest is the best thing for the body to continue to heal. And good nutrition, good nutrition for, you know, nutrient. Give the body the nutrient that it needs so it can heal itself. So we just thank the Lord on this day and this hour and this time, mainly in this month. Many people around the world, many churches around the world, you know, they're fasting. Amen. They're presenting themselves before the Lord. They have a reason, amen. Not a reason, but they have certain things that they put before the Lord to hear off with, you know. And we was talking about it on the other. I was talking about it on the other day. Even though that became a tradition of man around this time of year that they do that, and I told one person, I said, you know, some traditions are not bad. You know, all traditions is not bad at all. And I said, this is a good tradition. Amen. You presenting yourself correctly before the Lord, you know. And if you're doing it, you know, before the Lord, and it's not for gain, amen, but it's insight and direction, amen. And you presenting yourself before the Lord, you know, where you're going to try to get answers to where are you going. What is my 2022? What is my beginning year going to be like? Amen. Believe that your beginning is never your ending.
That's
your
it.
Beginning
never your ending. That's good.
Never your ending. It can't be your ending. Amen. Glory to God. Because your ending should be abundance. You know, your ending should be abundance. You know, your ending. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Your ending should never be an end. That old Shia God, he said it should be an overflow. A continuous overflow because you're flowing. You're flowing. Amen. We keep going. We keep going, you know, from day to day, from week to week, from month to month, from year to year.
Yeah.
So it's continuous flow. Amen. Because our God, he's not in a addition, he's in multiplication. He always multiplies. He multiplies. Everything he does, he multiplies. Amen. Glory to God. He just multiplies. Glory to God.
That's it.
Because when he created man in his own image and his likeness, glory to God. And when he blew his breath into man became a living being, not just one. Out of that one, he started what? Multiplying. Many came out of Eve. Amen. Glory to God. Multiplication. Amen. He said, be fruitful and what? Multiply. Multiply your area. Glory to God. Multiply. He didn't say add. He didn't tell us add. He said multiply.
Yeah.
So he was already looking for that abundance, Glory to God, because he already knew he had gave man what dominion over the earth, and he told him to say what?
That's
to do it. You got it. You got the power. I'm giving you the power. I'm giving you the authority. Glory to God. And so come on in and join us, amen, in open forum on this morning. God bless you, Prophet Matthew.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you too, Mother. And I tell you, you're right on it. When you're talking about times we're in and the things that are going on and how important it is for us as believers right now to truly trust God with what we're dealing with in the earth and the land, that we really need to we really need to know and not guess and know what the Lord is saying right now, because there's too many demonic agendas in the earth there that are hassling the men and women of God. So we really need to know what the Lord is saying to us in the times that we are in. And I think you were talking about fasting, and then you mentioned that our end should be greater than our beginning, which brings me to something I shared with someone just yesterday from Haggai 2 and verse number 9, Haggai 2 and 9, where it says, the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former, says what? The Lord of hosts. So that means there's a glory. The glory is in the latter. The glory is in the latter. It's in that latter. It's in the latter house. And so that the glory that we should be walking in, living in, and breathing in right now, because it's in the latter house. Not how you start, it's how you finish. And the body of Christ should know what God is saying in this season and to his people and to the world. And not only that, the powerful thing right now is when we're talking about God is exposing. I'm telling you, we're watching. I'm telling you, thank you, God. Hear me when I say this. Enemies are being exposed in this time. There are some things that are happening in the world. God is not allow it to pass us. Tell you, he's not allowing it to pass us up. And we're not going to miss it. We're not going to miss it. Stand on the word of God. I'm telling you. So just buckle your seat, brother. The demons and the land who we thought was not was going to mistreat you. The things that you're watching, the government, the world, it's coming to pass. And because the devil knows that many of us, we don't know from day to day. Let me just put it like this. Most of the time when a prophetic word is spoken, mother's sitting, yeah, and people grab the prophetic word for that emotional hour or 2 hours, they go on with their life. And they forget the prophecy that was spoken. He knows that. So he knows people don't keep what's been spoken to them from week to week and day to day. Because we know most people can't hold on to the word because it's quickly stolen. But they're so busy, they're getting to another word of the previous word. So what's going on in the land is prophecy being fulfilled. So those things that have been prophetically spoken about what's coming, we forgot, and we just wiped it off as nothing. So we're watching the prophecy come to pass, especially as it relates to our government, the royal family, the Vatican, the world, and even for some of our lives. So it's so easy to grab another prophetic word from anybody and miss the prophetic word that the Lord had already spoken. And then even before somebody gave you a prophetic word individually, God has spoken prophetically about who you're going to be in the world and in the land. Some people just don't know who they are. They're in an identity crisis moment because they've heard so many different words about what God told them. And they believe the hype, and they don't even know who they are. Isn't it interesting? People can believe the hype, and they don't even know who they are. So we at that pivotal time, we have to know that there's some things happening right now in the land and concerning the lives of so many of God's people on today. All right, anyone got a question or comment for myself or Mother Thelma, Sydney, before we go on? All right. Bless the Lord. On to that. All right. Now, so what we're experiencing in the world is the manifestation of the prophetic word that is going on in the land right now. So what has been spoken, we're watching it come in the past. They're getting ready for the major event for that Angela Queen Elizabeth. Getting ready to do something for the Mother Elizabeth. Watching the major mantle in the land being transferred in the land right now. And all of the things that are going on right around it. So we're watching the unveiling right now concerning the world and things that are going on now. But thank you, God. And be oblivious of the things that are happening. But you were saying something, Mother, to that. Well, I think you said it, but I want to reiterate it. You were talking about fasting. This is the season of many people that are fasting, Mother. And one of the things that came in my spirit while we were talking about fasting is some things come out but by fasting and prayer. Now, if something is not coming out of you because of fasting and prayer, then that means you was on a diet. Because the word of God talks about in Psalm 58, is this the fast that I call you on to break the band of wickedness? You have people that they're on the fast because they're trying to diet. On a diet. But we're talking of those who are really before the Lord, seeking his face and laying before him on the altar, letting his will be done, and praying and tapping into the spirit realm, knowing that his word and will should manifest itself in their life and for their life. That's what the fasting is all about. So that whatever's out of you, whatever you're dealing with can be broken. Whatever you encounter, you can be set free. Right. See, the fast ain't a diet system. It's for healing. It's for breakthrough. It's for things that are in you to come out so you can be totally delivered and set free. That's what this fasting is all about. Because some things come out but by fast and by prayer. So whatever you're asking God in this fast, besides the things we talked about, that's what this fast is all about, to bring you out of the circumstances that you're dealing with in your life. That's fast. And you could tell, I usually can tell those who are really fast. You know why? Because their behavior has changed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a change in behavior. Then you got something different. That there's not a change in that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They're riding the tide of the same personality, the same issue, So what they're doing, they're quietly to lose weight, and they ain't trying to lose them spirits. They're holding on to it. A fast requires you to be broken, come humble, come to submission, and get set free. God wanted people free and liberated from the danger zones in the world. Amen. So I trust the Lord today. I trust God today on this spiritual whirlwind, a spiritual fast that we're on, leading God. God, his mighty hand, his mighty work in our life and for our life all today. Amen. So if you fasting today and you before the Lord, you should. And we're in the 13th day. You're on day 8. You started on the 1st, you're on day 13. So you should see some results of the Spirit of the Lord God on your life and in your life. If you ain't seeing no results right now, then ask yourself the question. Go ask nobody else. How you doing on the fast? Is it doing something for you? Because if you're in this season in your life, this is an individual one. I actually, and I don't know if anybody feels this. I was driving yesterday, Mother. And this may be for somebody, too. I literally saw the weather change. When I say this, it's almost like I was looking at cold climate turn to hot climate, like overnight. So, for example, like I'm watching, it was like 1 degree 3 days ago here. All of a sudden, I saw temperature up to like 81 degrees, and it shifted the whole earth there. We are instigated to shock the world. I'm telling you, thank you, God. We're in for a climatic shift in this earth realm. And if you are not ready for it, man, promise you, you're not ready for this climatic shift that's getting ready to get the precipitation in the earth realm. I don't have a word in my mouth to describe where you're going to be at. Because it's just like that. It's just like you wake up in the morning, 1 degree, by 2 o'clock, it'll be like 81 degrees. The precipitation in the land is shifting. Just like right now in cities and towns where they're telling leaders, people, you can't go into the restaurant until you're vaccinated. You can't go into the game unless you're vaccinated. See, those mayors and cities and those towns, it's almost like they're going to become infamous. You know why? Because they're falling for the trap. People are falling into a demonic trap. The church world is falling into a demonic trap. And all of a sudden, people are going to wake up. Listen to me, beloved. People are going to wake up. It's like they're going to wake up one morning. And it's literally going to be the whole entire earth going to be changed. It's like some of you are going to wake up in the morning. You know how you went through traffic. And you had to wait for hours and hours to get through traffic jam. You're going to wake up one morning, and you're not going to be in a traffic jam. Everything's going to be smooth. Because like the world is shutting down, slowly shutting down. And there are many people in the earth realm that God has selected as his vessel and his conduit for the earth. And then the rest are let me turn to the scripture and define them. It's in it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What do you say that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 for some people? Here's what he said. They are, listen to this. And what he said, they have become a sounding brass and tingling cymbal. That's what it is. That's what it is, a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. And then you have those that are mimicking, copycatters. They're copycatters. What they're doing, they're listening to the prophetic word that are coming from major prophets, and they're taking them and utilizing them on their own platform, and it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's not making sense because they're not getting the revelation. They're only copying and duplicating what you're saying in the land. But the precipitation has changed in the land very quickly. Very quickly. I was at one downtown Chicago, beautiful place. Even they fix it up a little bit. Empty place. Everybody leaving, going over to Indiana. Why? Because the rules in the state of Indiana are different from the Democratic governor in Illinois and the Republican governor in Indiana, because they're filling up. They're taking the people that shop, that were shop in Chicago. Say, look, we ain't taking the vaccine. We're going over to Indiana, and they're getting the benefit. And the cities are slowly dying. See, and our culture, our people, our melon people are being fooled. They're being deceived. And while they're being deceived, the sons of Issachar, which are Spanish people, which are Native American people, which are the Cherokee people, which are the sons of Sceva, if you do the study on it, they're rising up. See, they're going to take over cities as mayors. Spanish people, I said that in 2016. And then the black leadership who have sold themselves to the system of white America or European or colonial system are slowly depleting. Why? Because they are listening to old systems. Matter of fact, look at all of the, here's a perfect example. Most bishops that you see in the black bishops, what are they wearing? Their garment is ancient Catholic garment, Nimrod, ancient stuff, the day God had. All of the things, the same thing that they wear, that they preach against, they're going along with now. See, what they used to preach against, they're going along with. What they talk about, what God didn't want them to do, they're following up with it. Why? Because they're going along. Satan is leading people into a trap. And I'm telling you, beloved, hear me. Something is coming to the world in March 2022. It's coming. And you, and you, if this fast is the one God called you to, stay on it. This is the fast God called you to. Leave it. Don't be sneaking to Burger King. Don't have it your way. Stay away from the Golden Archer. Leave Sister Wendy alone. Leave Popeye the Sailor Man alone and stay with the spinach and leave the chicken there. You have to stay in that place. Leave Colonel Sanders out of the equation. And White Castle out of the business. Stay away from these places. I'm telling you, God is moving on your behalf. And for those who are struggling or struggled your first 5 days, you should be doing better now. Those who are still in the fight, that means you're still dealing with a few more spirits, and they have not left. So get yourself 3 cups of tea in the morning, minus the sugar, a little honey if you need it. Take it down. Lay on that altar. God is speaking to you. He's revealing some things to you. You ain't got to run to the pharmaceutical. You can run to the old great physician for the power for which he's known to be God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he's manifesting himself right now. You know, you can go do the COVID test, but I tell you, what Mother Gwen's scripture is in Exodus 23, Mother Gwen. What God will do, he'll heal your water, he'll bless your water. What is it, Exodus 23 and 25? You trust God. Now, we understand those who have to, who have to follow the mandate of that God. But he will move on your behalf. Exodus 23 and 25. And I will serve the Lord your God, and shall bless my bread, my water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thee young, nor barren of the land, and the number of thy days will be fulfilled. In other words, you'll live long. You'll live long. You'll live long. Amen. All right. Anyone got a question or comment from Mother Sydney or myself? Somebody was asking about the fasting the other day and what it's doing. And
praise the Lord.
For you. Yeah. God bless
praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord, Mother Jackson.
Praise the Lord, Prophet and Mother Sydney. It's so good to hear your voices. God is a good God. No matter what we're going through, he is a merciful, powerful, way-making God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Good to have you in the town. Hallelujah. Visiting us.
Yes, Lord. Good to be there with you, Mother.
Hallelujah. I just want to say things. Thank God for you bringing up fasting because, believe it or not, all of our problem is a good thing. It is a good thing. We want to ask the Lord, hallelujah, as we do fast, to clean our gut. You never know what it is, feels like when you have emptied yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You feel fresh. So if we fast, God is going to give us an emotional, physically, spiritual refreshment. And I just want you and Mother to work with this scripture. Break it down for me. Second Chronicles, hallelujah, glory to God, 7:14. And we all say it, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. I want you and Mother to break that down because you know what? A lot of people don't think they have any wicked ways. A lot of us think we don't have any dirt on us. A lot of us think we have nothing to turn from. We just want to keep on keeping on. I hear many people say, I can't wait till this is over so I can go back. What? Go back to enjoy myself. Go back to doing this and go back. No, this is not the purpose for this standstill. Be quiet. Pray. Humble yourself. Fast. That's not the purpose of this. This is time for us to change, to turn. So you, hallelujah, God bless you. All that you're saying is encouraging. Would you really break this down for our people? Thank you. I love you both. God bless.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Mother, today. Thank God for you. Second Chronicles 7:13. Let's go to actually Second Chronicles. Thanks to God. Let's go to Second Chronicles real quickly here. And let's weigh in. Let's weigh in on this particular scripture. And we're going to weigh in on this one because it's important for we're going to weigh in on this particular scripture here, Mother, so that people can really have a clear understanding of what this scripture is about and what he's saying to us in times like these for us. In this dispensation, you got to weigh in on what scriptures are about. See, most scriptures that are being used now, most of the scriptures that you're hearing being used right now, they're being used for somebody's agenda or for the moment or without understanding its meaning. But Mother, come on in. I'll let you come in quickly.
You know,
I'll weigh in on this moment, and I'll come behind you.
Amen. When I was looking at this scripture, when they focus in just on 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, I'm like, God, how they actually even read the whole 7th chapter? Amen. Or the scripture before or the scripture after it? Amen. Because they have to realize that Solomon was finishing up the house of God when he was presenting his house to the Lord, you know, and when Solomon appeared to God by night, you know, this is a time that Solomon, he prayed to the Lord, and, you know, and let the Lord know that it was done. What he had did, like in verse 11, it said, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart. He said, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and his own house, he prosperously effected. All that came into Solomon's heart, because that means that God gave Solomon the instruction on how to build his temple. And so as Solomon was presenting the finished product to the Lord, amen, and it was completed, because you remember that God didn't have a place. They had a dwell, but they had the tabernacle where there was a moving tabernacle. And many times God was letting the children of Israel that he wanted to dwell among them. He wanted to be there for them, but that's why they had all those different type of offering that they had to do. And so they had to present their body, what, a living sacrifice to God. They always had to be holy because they had a holy God. And so as Solomon was presenting this tabernacle to the Lord, and he said the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, he said, I've heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Our bottom line is that you have to understand the prayer. What did Solomon pray? What was Solomon's prayer when he was praying unto God? For God to say that, because you look at the history around Solomon, look at the history around the children of Israel, because the children of Israel, they were in and out, in and out, in and out, just being like the world, in and out, more so taking God for granted. And now here it is, Solomon presented the final project to the Lord. And so in the prayer was Solomon had prayed to the Lord. He said, I've heard your prayer. And God made that choice to make this place, you know, to myself for a house of sacrifice. Now, for him to say, if I shut up heaven, that there be no more rain, there was a conversation that was going on. He was answering Solomon's prayer. For him to say, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. So God is saying, I will hear Israel if they repent. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, he's answering Solomon's prayer here. If my people, which are called by my name, he's specifically talking about his people, his people. We are his people, which are called by whose name? By God's name. To humble themselves, take away your pride, take away all of the haughtiness, and pray, and pray. He said, humble yourself and pray. Amen. All these contingents, humble yourself and pray, and seek my face third, and turn what? From their wicked ways. There are four requirements God is saying that must be done before I hear your prayer, before I do anything for you all in this land. And turn from their wicked ways. He said, then, after you have humbled yourself, after you have prayed, after you have seeked my face, after you have turn from your wicked way. Stop doing what you're doing. He said, then will I hear from heaven. You're going to hear from me because guess what? Your heart has been purged. Your heart has been purged from sin. Your innermost being has been purged from sin. And we'll forgive you. Forgive their sin. He's going to forgive your sin. He's telling Israel, telling us, I'm going to forgive your sin. And we'll heal their land. He said, I will heal your land. Not I shall. He said, but I will. Because look at that will. I will. I will to do. Because it's your will. You have turned, changed your will to become my will. And so I will, if you will turn, I will, if you will humble yourself, I will, if you will pray, I will, if you seek my face, I will, if you turn from your wicked ways, I will hear your prayer. I will forgive you of your sins. I will heal the land. I will do these things. Now Solomon said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name be there, may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. That temple that Solomon built, our temple, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I release my mic. It's on you, prophet. Amen. Prophet Matthew?
Amen, Mother. Thank you so much for releasing that. I was, when you were talking about, you were sharing something. I want to stay in that same vein, but I want to take it to this place right here. Now, I want people to understand events in history and how when we read the Word of God and read the Word of God from his actual writing of what the Lord is saying. Because Greek, Arabic, Latin, German, colonial, European writings, everything about the Bible is translation. So there was translation after translation after translation. So and when you read the book of Chronicles, now, to read the book of Chronicles, you have to understand it from a perspective of how a king or a king, queen, was given information. Let me give you a perfect example of something. Turn with me now. Stay in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, people, now. I don't want nobody to be sleeping right now because y'all sleeping at a dangerous time. Amen. If somebody be sleeping at a dangerous time, I can see you snoring in the background. Don't be snoring right now. You need to hear this because you need to hear what I'm going to share with you so you can be caught up. That's why some of you running from here and there, from this place to that place, and you're missing it. Listen, amen. I told you the fast has been doing something for me. I can hear people's thoughts. You know, they're doing something for me. I've been more listening lately than talking. I've been listening to the people. You know they talk. Yeah, you know people talk. God is starting revealing. I'm like, man, what did he say? What did they just say? I didn't say nothing, and they didn't know. I'm like, well, okay, that's the talk. Right, let me read the talk. But in Second Chronicles 7, 1 now, but let me go take you over to the book of Esther, which I heard a man on a platform talking about Esther and the things of Esther, how the book of Esther shouldn't be there, and many things, translation. And I said, no, I'm not going to argue that particular platform. But I'm going to share something. I'm going to go real slow, okay? So everybody got to stay with me when I do this. Because the books of Chronicles, when you read them or you go into them, you have to literally understand what the Chronicles are about, the books of Chronicles. So,
man,
when you read Chronicles, it's very important to know what it means, and it means as it relates to its word uses. Okay? And when I say that, so many people really don't understand it. Okay, so I'm gonna break this down. Let's look at the book of Chronicles. So if I say to you right now, those who are listening up, I said, turn to the book of Chronicles, and I read something from Chronicles. I want you to tell me what Chronicle means. So I'm giving everybody an opportunity. I'm going to ask two people right now. So two people right now that's following me right now this morning. I want you to unmute your line. I want you to, now y'all ain't sleep out y'all in the background. I want two people besides Mother Sydney and me. I need two people to do this. I'm going to let you go. Go look in your dictionary right now. Go get your phone, get your Britannica. And anybody can answer this question. I want two people to tell me the definition of Chronicle. Give me your definition of Chronicle or what Chronicle means. You can do that. Anybody right now. Anybody, you can unmute your line and tell me what Chronicle. We want you to participate in this. Because we want to make it clear. If you want to do it, Mother Jackson, you can too, because you asked the question. I want somebody to tell me what Chronicle means. Anybody? Come on, no, y'all woke now. We have 5 a.m. class. You're in a teaching class. You ain't going to get this everywhere. You ain't going to get this everywhere. This is a freebie because I'm going to teach you a real quick class. Anybody right now? I'm Star 6. I'm Star 6, Shalana. Come on in. Anybody want to tell me what Chronicle means? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Top of the morning. Who is speaking? Tell me who you are first.
Chanel Bullock.
Okay, Chanel, tell me what Chronicle means.
Okay, so the definition I have is a factual written account of important or historical events in the order of their occurrence.
There you go. All right. Now, say it one more time for us so we can understand what you said.
Okay. Factual written account of important or historical events in the order of their occurrence.
All right. Now, if you read First Chronicle and Second Chronicle, it's giving you the record, history, log giving you the narrative, the description, the story, chronicle. It's giving you documents. It's giving you the scroll, giving you hieroglyphic, giving you the writing, its origin. Now, that's what it was supposed to do before the translation came into effect, before translation was given. So in other words, before a scribe, I mean, before the theologian, 1611, 54 scholars came in and rewrote things based upon the King James Version. We're not talking about Martin Luther. We're not talking about Tyndale. We're talking about the translation of language and word. Now, what was important in Chronicles were important to kings. What was important to Chronicles were very important to kings. But what was important to kings was very important that came from the prophets. So the prophets would talk to the king and tell him what the Lord would say. For example, Saul. For example, Samuel. For example, David. For example, Naaman. King. They always had prophets. Old Testament was full of seers, prophets, who were able to describe the word of God. In other words, it would take what was spoken and explain it or describe it. Many of you know in the 40s and 50s and the 30s, during the military time, they would use, and I think Evangelist Brooks know about that, some of you, when they would send a letter, they would use this little monitor here, and they would hit on it and tap it down like da-da-da-da-da-da, and they would send data. They would describe stuff. They would break it down so that the people can have an understanding of it. And they would send it out to different countries because they didn't have the technology that they have in the 21st century, such as email, such as fax, such as text messaging, such as data that they use in the military. Everything in the world has increased. Technology has increased in the world. So when you look at the word of God from its describing it or explaining it, that's what we get. Now, I need one more person. Thank you, Sister Bullock. Thank you. Remember, we appreciate you. Thank God for you and appreciate what you, God is bringing you into in this season. I want one more person to come in. I need two people. Amen. I need two, another person to come in. We're just taking you to a quick class. So before I go into 2 Chronicles 7:14, do we have anybody else? It's not hard now. Because we got a lot of people that's on here this morning. It's not hard to unmute your line and ask, because I want you to participate. I'm not going to just sit and talk every day and teach on a Thursday. I'm bringing you all into this. I've been doing it for 5 years, 20, 30 years. I'm coming into 27 years of ministry and 28 years. I want to know, have you sitting in the background when you're quiet, even though you've been quiet, the drawbacks there. I'm pulling it out of you today. I need one more person to unmute your line and tell it. All you see, all you're doing is why you just woke up out of the bed. You ain't got to worry about brushing your teeth. You ain't got to worry about no makeup or lipstick, because some people have to do that. They got to dump on them. They got to, so that people can hear them, you go in the bathroom. You ain't got to do that. All you're doing is if you got your phone, if you know how you be gossiping on the phone, take it and Google it and look up the word chronicle. That's all. I need you to explain that to me. Okay, now I want somebody to come on in and tell me. I'm making it easy for you. I'm going to make this easy. Tell me what the word chronicle is. Just leave one more person. I'm going to wait.
Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning.
And Mother Sydney, God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you.
Nice to hear your voice, Mother. Welcome back.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. You too, sweetheart. So what I did was go to the beginning of my books, Chronicles, and I'll give some of what I have here. I have 1st and 2nd Chronicles presents a religious history of the Davidic dynasty of Judah. The former are written from a prophetic and moral viewpoint. and the latter from a priestly and spiritual perspective. The book of First Chronicles begins with the royal line of David and then the trace, the spiritual significance of David's righteous reign.
Now you just tapped into the biblical part. The other woman of God gave me the definition is good. Now that's all, both are very good. You're right in the line. You're right in the line of where I want to go. That's beautiful. Now, you see how we had two individuals from two different sides of the United States explain Chronicles. One, Socrates' written account of the important history, events, order, gave the history, narrative, description. Another gave the line, the unified line of the trace of the Davidic line and the teaching of the presence and what God said through Davidic line. David line, the Davidic lineage. You got Mosaic, you got the Davidic line, you got the each lab that explains an event and time. So now, if a man or a woman takes the Bible and go inside of it and change the event, Jesuit order, Catholic Church, the Vatican, and get the Chronicles of the Word and change it to benefit them, then its origin or its original information has been concealed. And so what you may know in 2022, it's totally different than what happened 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 10 million years ago. So the only way you're going to be able to understand what's going on today that happened then is God has to reveal it to you. And the only way he revealed it to you will be outside these six books so that you can understand what's inside this 66 book and through the other books and through the writing and through revealing to you and through taking you to transcending your thoughts, taking you into the his presence, showing you events, taking you in an out-of-body experience, showing you events that are happening, connect you with people who have other details and data, sending you on trips to other countries to reveal to you, putting a prophet in your life to give you clarity and understanding of where it's at. And he does those things because first and foremost, God will never leave us ignorant concerning Satan's devices. The word ignorant means unlearned. He will never leave us unlearned to the word of God. So, in 2 Chronicles and 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles, it's simply about events, chronological events in history of things that transpired in history. Now, we as believers take the word of God and we collect the thoughts of what we learn. And we take a scripture or a scripture text, an event of a scripture text. I want to move this over. I'm going to bring this out to some of us. We take an event and we apply that event from this perspective, okay? We create what we call hermeneutics. Hermeneutics are simply the principle of interpreting a scripture. You're going to interpret the scripture. It's called hermeneutics. Okay? Hermeneutics opens you up. Hermeneutics is more regarded as the art of science of preaching it. I'm going to take this scripture and I'm going to interpret the scripture. Then I'm going to apply it to an art. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to flow. I'm going to create a style of preaching. And I'm going to connect it to my scientific thought research. And I'm going to give it to you. You follow what I'm saying? I'm using hermeneutics and homiletics. And I'm going to attach it to words. So I'm giving you the principle of the interpretation of the scripture. So I'm going to break down Chronicles. I just let one of the students do it. She just explained. Give it back to us, Sister Bullock. I'll meet you later and tell us what Chronicle means again. Come on, stay with me, student. You got to be woke now. You got to be woke for this one. Amen. Hallelujah.
No, I'm here.
Because once we do the prophetic clue to the diamond, you're not going to sit back and be in the class and just write. You're going to open your mouth. When I teach class, you're not going to sit back. You're going to open your mouth. You ain't going to say, I don't know, because I'm going to pick your brain. I'm going to tap into your brain. I'm going to pull everything out of your brain. I'm going to your cell system. I'm going to your cerebrum, I'm going to pick your brain. I'm going to make you challenge me to the end, and I'm going to challenge you to the end. That's what a teacher does. It challenges students. That's why I understand why pastors are jealous of members and all insecure. And when people say, well, they grow, you know, let me tell you something. When your season is up, you see how I clap my hand? I'm excited. But that means I'm taking you and giving you as much as I can give you. You follow me? So,
yeah.
Now, go ahead. Now, read it one more time, doctor. I didn't put a doctor on you, see? Making you feel good. Come on.
Okay, so it states that Chronicle, a factual written account of important or historical events in the order of their occurrence.
It's in the order of their occurrence. So I'm going to talk about Solomon. So if I'm talking about Solomon, I must be talking about his father, David. If I'm talking about David, I must be talking about his father, Jesse. If I'm talking about Jesse, I must be talking about Obadiah. I must be talking about Boaz. I must be talking about Ruth. I must be going back. You follow what I'm saying? I must be going all the way back to Rahab. So everything I'm talking about in the Davidic lineage is leading up to where he's at, but it's starting from the event of where his lineage begins. So everything I'm talking about will lead you all the way backwards. If you go into history, history must take you all the way back to the exact event of where it started from. Everything leads you back. But if you don't understand etymology, if you don't historicity, you will miss it. You will miss the events of what's going on. You will totally miss what God wants to reveal to you. So you have to ask him to reveal to you every event in the world that's going on so you can have understanding and you can have clarity and you won't be lost. So the events that are leading up to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 is to identify God's people and trace them back to Davidic line and to teach them about how they worship God. Elohim, not deities, not the deities, for how they worship God. Not from somebody's pulpit or what they told you. Worship God. Because every time I go back to the scripture, Administrator Brian Evangelist Wilkes, came to the Most High, God revealed to me something greater than where I was at previously in the Word of God. He takes me back. So what I learned 20 years ago, I'm like, whoa. I even feel bad because I said, man, I taught that from that place. No, God said, you taught it from, how did Ezekiel put it? You taught it from this place of the measuring stick. You taught it from where you only knew it from. Now I'm bringing you into another level, another maturity level, another growth level. I'm bringing you into a season of maturing. So the revelation I'm giving you now is far greater than the one you had 20 years ago. So you know why people never grow? Because they want to be at that anointing they were at 10 years ago. Lord, take me back to that place I was flowing at. You hear people say, Lord, take me. I want to do like they did at Azusa. You don't want to be at Azusa. Azusa graduated in 1903 to 1909 until the racist man came in and destroyed the Azusa movement. William Seymour, a revelation about speaking in tongues, about the apostolic movement, and about what happened on Azusa Street in the city of California from Bonnie Ray House to where it's at. You're going to be far greater than the Azusa movement. You got people want to go back to a movement, and they don't move. A movement means moving. Movement. I'm going to a movement. I'm making a movement. So if you're reading Chronicles and understanding it from this perspective, what you're understanding is its origin. Where did it start from? Second Chronicle, First Chronicle. Where do it start at? It starts from its origin. But if you don't have a teacher that will break it down to you so you can understand the historicity, that word means historical authoritative ability. The actuality of a person, event, meaning, quality of being part of history as opposed to a historical myth. You understand? So I'm taking you from the myth and the fiction to bringing you into the historical deal with past as it relates to the factual status. You notice in history, the actuality, the authenticity, the faculty, the focus, the truth, the value, the knowledge claimed in the past. I'm bringing you to understand what it means, not what somebody reading you about Second Chronicle and saying, "Is my people, and guess what, which are called by my name." If, he didn't say, he said, if my people. What do the F mean? You are here, my people. I call his name. Now, he tells Solomon, he brings Solomon to understand. Now, in the Chronicle, he said, those people who understand the history of Davidic lineage in the bloodline following it, but you've been engrafted in. That's why you get Gentile. Gentile was never a word in the Bible. It was a nation. And you're part of the nation of the kingdom of God. Then you've been engrafted in a nation. Now, so here's what he says here. He takes us in each step of the Chronicle. And he reads. He takes us to what God says. To what? I'm going to unify the nation about the worship again and show the standards of what? Judging as a king, the righteousness of the king, Judah, and it's reviving, because what you get, when you get revival Because look at all these churches having revival. They can't even tell you what revival is. Revival means you're reviving something. So if you're reviving something, it either means it's dead or lost. Revival. We're going to have a revival. Why are you having a revival? Well, you know, my mama and them had a revival. Excuse me, sir. I ain't talking about your mama. Tell me why you having a revival. Well, based upon what I know. No. Tell me why you're having this revival that you have every year. Every year, tell me why you got this revival. Well, I'm trying to, Papa. You're trying to rush me. No, no. Because you're going back to mama. You're going back to the past. Tell me why in 2022 you want me to travel to your city and do a revival. Because I'm not coming. Tell me why you want a revival. Why do you want me in your city to do a revival at your church? Well, I saw you on Facebook. And, okay, tell me. Tell me on Facebook. Tell me what you saw. Well, I saw that you were prophesying and you had all these people and you were accurate. So I want you to come to my church. So that's why you want me to come to church. You're not sending me to be a revival. You're sending because what you see that I have. Now, let me break revival down. What you're saying is revival means that something is dead or something is not active in your church. So you're asking me to come and revive it. So what I want to do first is revive you. Because once I come into the revival, when I leave, if it's dead in you, the church is going to die. Y'all follow me? Y'all with me? Everybody with me
yes,
this morning?
I'm on now.
They with me? Y'all cannot move your line and say, preach, Matthew, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell people I'm not going to waste this prophetic anointing this year on people and building and making folks feel good and drawing people. I want leaders to be revived. See, your ministry can be revived only based upon you. So what God said to Solomon, you are the king. You just asked me to give you all of this knowledge. I'm reviving you. So I need you to make a temple. I need you to build a place for me so I can dwell in you. So now when I do what I do for my people, it's going to be through you because you are going to lead my people. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm tired of these people preaching in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and they don't even know what it means. He tells Solomon here, he said to him, if I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to divide the land, then he switches that. Look how it switched. Now, its original writing is a little different than that. Because if you go to Tyndale and you go to, or you break it down, 1611, it's a total different meaning there. Change the language. So when you go back to it, to understand, now come on in, Sister Denise, and tell us what you got. Read what you got. Read what you got. Now tell me what you got there. Am I teaching today?
Yes, sir. First and Second Chronicles present a religious history of the Davidic dynasty of Judah. The former are written from a prophetic and moral viewpoint, and the latter from a priest. And the latter from a priestly and spiritual perspective. The book of First Chronicles begins with the royal line of David and then traces the spiritual significance of David's righteous reign. And then I have here what you've been saying, the events of the times.
We just went into First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, Samuel, actually David lied. And we're breaking it down. So I'm going right here into 2 Chronicles 7. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, he was done praying. The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. So, obviously, what I'm reading here is the presence of the temple, but the presence of what? The priesthood. Because anything on the temple was dealt with by the priest. The priest. So if David was already the fivefold ministry, because he was already fivefold in one. Number one, David was what? He was a shepherd. Number two, David was prophet, priest, follow me, king. What else David was? And God's anointed. David carried a fivefold ministry in him. He was warrior. He was a warrior. So he was a military warrior. So he had, so we'll take one of them out of there. He was a fivefold ministry himself. He was a shepherd. He was a priest. He was a king. He was a prophet, and he was a warrior. Isn't that fine? So he was all of those things. So in his lineage, David was a heartbeat of God. He could not build the temple because there was too much blood on his hand. God selected his son. Before the reigning, there was the battle between the brothers for the throne, and God selected David. He was actually set up to marry the wrong woman. All kinds of stuff that David went through in his life. So you see how things change? They could throw away a woman in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, y'all just divorce a woman or divorce a man. See? And then they tell you you can't get married again. Y'all follow me because I'm just breaking some stuff down so you can understand Old Testament and New Testament. See what they did in the Old Testament. The king saw something he didn't like. He said, okay. And he made him take you, lead you up to something. Okay, here's what he said. Now, let's go into 2 Chronicles. I really want to slide into this real carefully to break it down because it might take a little bit more time. But since I'm already out here in the Mediterranean and in the Arctic, here we go. Let's deal with 2 Chronicles 6 and 40. My God, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attended unto the prayer that is made in this place. 41. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou in the ark of the strength. Let the priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let the saints rejoice in goodness. 42. O Lord God, turn not away thy face from thine anointed. Remember the mercy of David thy servant. This is, we're going back to understanding, we can read all the way back. You'll see this is Solomon. Now, here's what happened. Now, let's go over there. Now, if you read chapter 7, you really should be reading chapter 6. So you can understand what God said. And then Solomon prayer and Solomon dedication, because this is a dedication. Let me read from Solomon. Let me read from 2 Chronicles 6, and you read from 6 all the way down to 12. Then you go to 12, and you read all the way down. I'm trying to throw a quart in the pipe. Here. A pipe in the quart. Here's what he said. Now, when Solomon had made an end to praying, he was done because he did all of these things right here. The fire had came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. So you know how y'all be in them national events? Y'all be in them big old jurisdictional needs and power God is moving. And when the bishop walk in the building and everybody says, stop the music, stop the singing, stop the praising. That's of the devil. I put it just like that. That ain't God. That ain't never been God. And the presence of God is in the building. He stopped. In the back of the day, if that would have happened, the priest would fall dead in the place. Because the presence of God was so strong. He probably wanted to say, hold the music. The bishop is on his way in. Rise. Oh, down all that. getting finished. Okay. Here we go. Three. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire, who the children of Israel, what do Israel mean? Promise. All the children of promise. All the children of Israel, promise, saw the fire come down, and the glory of the Lord was upon what? The house. They bowed themselves down with their face to the ground. They didn't stand and worship. Worship is never standing and raising your hand. Worship is prostrate before God. So stop getting mad at Islamic people who bow down on their knees. Just teaching y'all, because I got to teach some of the church folks out, because y'all listen to all this foolishness and people they taught y'all. That European stand, when you get in the presence of God, you lay down prostrate. Why they laying down like that? That's out of order. No, it's not out of order. You don't understand your history. That coffin ashes. They lay down in the presence of God. Amen. I know I'm teaching the truth, but ain't nobody going to refute it. Only those who are slaves to religion. They will lay down in the presence of God. They will lay in the prostrate. Let me go on down. Because see, you asked me to share. I mean, you might as well go on in on the thing. Because I know some people are going to get mad. Here was this. Okay. And the children of Israel saw the fire and came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house. They bowed themselves with their face to the ground and upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is God, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, let me stop. Let me stop right here, because I feel somebody getting offended what I said. I'm not saying you don't stand and raise your hand and pray and raise your hand. That's fine. You can do that. But if you're doing it, you're in the presence of God. You're in a place of presence. You're not texting. You're not looking right around seeing what other folks is doing. You're not looking at your neighbor to the right, your neighbor to the left. You are in the presence of God. See, you're not doing all this foolishness you're doing. When somebody walk in the building, you're not opening your eyes and letting them interrupt you.
All right.
Regardless of somebody sit right next to you in the seat, you're not opening your eyes to see where they're at. You're in the presence. Because when you're in the presence of God, there's a fullness of what?
It's
joy.
Come on.
So when you're in that presence, you're not angry. You're in the fullness of God. You're full of his presence. We don't know. Anyway. All right. And praising the Lord said, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. And the king, Solomon, offered a sacrifice of 20,000 oxes and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God, and the priest waited for their offering. What did the priest do? He waited for their offering. You see how that is? Now, if you took it to 2022, you'll have people want to make an offering to the Lord. Because the world had missed. They don't even know how to come into the presence of God. They don't understand the sacrifice. They don't understand. People don't even understand seed, tithe, giving, a sacrifice to the Father, and how the church or the offering or the kingdom. See, this is all leading you up to something. Some people don't. They ask themselves a question, why? No, ask yourself the question, what are you doing? What is it that you're doing that makes you miss what God wants to do in you and through you? Let me move on down. And the king and the people offered the sacrifice. Move on down. Verse 6. And the priest waited for their offering. the Levites also with instrument of music of the Lord, with David the king, which David the king had made a to praise the Lord, because his mercy endured forever. And David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpet before them, and all of Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that consecrated himself. See that? Consecrated himself. Now, let me move it down. In the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. Therefore, for the Lord, there he offered burnt offering and fat of the peace offering, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering. The altar Solomon made was no longer in effect, because it was not able to receive the presence of the Lord, which Solomon had made, was not able to receive the burnt offering and meat offering. In fact, also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast, it is, of 7 days, and all of Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in Hamath unto the rivers of Egypt. And you see how long that was? See how big that thing was? Look at that. All of Israel, the very great congregation, from entering in. You see how big it was? You see how that is?
Yes.
Y'all see how I'm breaking it down to you? You see how large this thing was? You see how huge it was? It was no little two, three people. It was his people. See, you have, see, I'm breaking it down. Let me break it down. Are you hearing me? Okay. Where am I? Probably Matthew. I'm not. And in the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 3rd and 20th day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tent. You understand? We were a tent people. Tent. Glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord has showed unto David, there it is, and Solomon, and to Israel, his people. Now, did y'all hear what I said? Now, I can explain verse 12. Israel, his people. Follow me, thanks to God. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? All right.
Amen.
And thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, all that came into Solomon's heart to make the house of the Lord, and in his own house, he prosperously affected it. Not infected it, affected it. Now, let's go with the Second Chronicles. 7 and 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Here's what he said unto Solomon. I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself for a house of sacrifice. Now, this is what I'm doing. He said, now it's sealed. In other words, the God seals this place. I seal my covenant. I seal my covenant with David. I seal my covenant with you, Solomon. It is. It does. Now, and the Lord, and now, he said, if I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, he's explaining that to him. He said, now, if my people, which are called, now listen to me. Listen to the word usage. He didn't say, if my people which are called, that's not spelled correctly. He said, if my people which are the called,
You have to already be the call. The call, C-A-L-L-E-D. That means you answered. If my people, which are called already, ready, oh, because you went through the process.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at the spelling, C-A-L-L-E-D, not if my people, which are called, no, called. 28 said, and we know that all things work together for them who are the call. That's C-A-L-L-E-D, not waiting for somebody to call you. You already selected or chosen as the people.
Yes.
Brought up in slavery and in the ancient of days, of the ancient slave spirit, you would not be the call because it's hidden from you. And everybody need a prophet in their life. And so the kingdom of God, there should not be fear of this pandemic in the land.
Thank you.
Nobody be afraid if you shave, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire baptized. You should not be afraid. Let me just take you there. Let me get on down. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
All right, let me move on down. All right. Now, here's what he says here. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, now, if you don't know his name, it is, you got preachers running around arguing on Facebook and social media. His name is Jesus. I don't care what nobody says. I know him as Jesus, and he's Jesus today. And I'm listening to this brother arguing, and I hear y'all calling him all these other kind of names. Where is he arguing about? I'm looking at 20 people on his page, and then it went down to 16. It's Jesus today, Jesus tomorrow. I'm looking at it like this. All he's understanding is the Catholic Church, Jesuit order, and all of them, the Latin, created the name, came out of Latin, which means the original. It's Yeshua. You follow what I'm saying? We argued over some foolishness, and people are falling for that. And he persuaded himself to the place. He's sweating. I'm looking up there. I said, now, what is this for? I had people running around here saying, he's Yeshua. He's Jesus. He is Yeshua, sir. If you ever went to university, instead of going on the internet to pick it up, paying $1,000 to get an illegitimate doctorate degree, like I know somebody did, I ain't going to get a name. Let me leave you alone. And I'm so tired of these counterfeits running around here trying to fool the people and getting you pumped up your emotion. You're getting all your emotion tied up in this foolishness.
If you
go back to the origin of who he is and then follow it to where it's at today, it's okay to call him Jesus. Only Latin. You follow me? If you move into Africa, based upon the Emperor Afghanistan naming the continent after his daughter Africa, then you don't get the original country of land. If you get Egypt, which means bondage, instead of its origin of what it is, you miss it. You follow what I'm saying? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So, here's what he said. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways. Can I tell you what wickedness is? It's celebrating pagans. He said, y'all got to stop that pagan stuff. I got to get on some of y'all today. Y'all keep celebrating Christmas. You keep celebrating. Oh, Jesus. Look, I'm leaving folks alone. They ain't going to get it yet. Y'all celebrating this pagan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go back to paganism.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Well, you know, Father Matthew, I'm just trying to do it for the kids. Yeah, that's why you got to deal with them fertility goddess. You're doing it for the kids, but you teaching your children a lie, but you don't want them to lie. Oh, you're teaching them a lie, but you don't want them to lie.
Come on.
Right. Now, you know you ain't right. No. You just told me you saved. You just told me you spirit filled. A lie, but you said you don't want them to lie. Now, you got to give me this. You got to make this sound right to me. All right, let me leave it alone. I'm just leaving y'all up to something. Okay, let me finish. Yeah, don't get mad at me, y'all. Just talk to God, because God going to talk to you. See, don't get upset with me. Talk to God. God will tell you. Don't get upset with me. Talk to the Lord now. You got to talk to God. You got to talk to the Lord. All right. But anyway, okay. He said, now, he's explaining to him, I'm giving you everything. He said, but if I shut up the heavens, if there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to devour the land, and or if I send pestilence among my people, he said, now, if you are my people, and I'm going to put it in his lane, if you are my people, which are called by my name, if you humbled yourself and you prayed and seek my face and you turned from your wicked ways, then and only then will you hear from heaven and I will forgive your sin, their sin, and I'll do what? Heal their land. Now, here's what he said. What he's saying there to us is that my chosen and selected people who are mine, if you follow the process for which I've given you, and you stay. You understand the process. Now you're going to have the argument. But the argument is going to be, that was for then. This is now. We're in the New Testament. What is the New Testament saying that the Old Testament? So we're going from concealed to what gospel fulfilled. And then anything after that, reveal. So we're revealing it. So you would deal with those who are New Testament preachers because they will say something different. They will use events. So you will have to deal with a scholar. Then you have to deal with theologians. And then you will have to, philosophers are more connected with the two. You have to deal with the text of what was said then compared to now. So what you're taking us into, taking what the Old Testament said, that somebody reading it to the pulpit of a New Testament people church, and you're breaking down what the Word of God is. Now, if you understand heaven and earth, now listen to this. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Accept my word. Mm-hmm. So everything else is going to pass away except the word. But if you don't know its origin and where it started and what he was saying and what he was presenting, then heaven and earth will pass away and the word will pass away because you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You'll miss it. You'll miss the word. So he said here, God is speaking to Solomon to let Solomon know, if you stay on the path that you are, if you stay in the chronicles that's been taught, if you stay in the order for which I've given you, then my people will not be moved by Jesuit ancient teachers, ancient mysticism. They will not be moved by the old or the new that's coming because people want the new age. You hear people say, well, God is doing a new thing. Now means really new. You hear the word now, it's original, means new. New. Now I will do a new thing. See, it's word usage. So he's breaking it down and letting Solomon know that my selected chosen people, for now I've chosen and sanctified my house, and I made this place for me to sanctify, that my name may be there forever and ever, and my eyes perpetually upon, or heart should be there perpetually. Now here's what he said. And as for thee, if thou will walk before me as I did with David thy father walk, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe the statute in my judgment, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there should not fail thee a man to be ruler over Israel. You follow me?
Amen.
But if you turn away and forsake my statute, commandment, which I have set before you, and should go and serve other gods, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is not for you. It doesn't exist. It's not for you. If you go away from it. And serve other gods, you see the small g, that word used to mean deity, the god, deity, and worship them, then I will pluck them up by roots out of the land which I have given them in his house, which I have sacrificed for my house, and I will cast them out of sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations, a byword in the past. It becomes infamous to them. And this house, which is high, should be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why has the Lord done thus in the land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because thou forsook the Lord God of thy father, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on their deity, their God, and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has been brought all this evil upon them. So most of what the people are being taught today comes from the Catholic Church, from the ancient spirit of Nimrod, from the ancient spirit of Baal, from all of these ancient deities that have been established and created. They dress in these garments. They wear these garments. They argue about clothing and stuff like this. They because they go back to the old ancient ways. My people who follow the chronicle, the way which God has taught you, and the ways which God has ordered you. Look at all these people in churches who are operating out of order. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. We make it all these people in churches. They misbehave in the church and calling it God. People didn't yell, speaking out of tongues, out of order. I'm just telling you, kind of breaking it down so you understand. Yeah, all the people out of order. Out of order. See, really, we have created a place that's out of order. And we don't even know it's out of order, because we used to just be it out of order. So when folks go into tongues, we say, ooh, that's beautiful. That's God. That's a really out of order thing. I'm just being honest. Just, if I'm being really, truly honest with you, it's really out of order. But we allowed it because it identifies that you have the Holy Ghost. That's what it does for you. But really, the presence of God and the expression of God. And I'm not taking anything. I'm like Paul. I speak in tongues like everybody else do, so I'm in tongues. But what I'm saying, the glory of God, the things of God, the power of God, there should be his presence. So he's saying, I want my place to be a house of sacrifice. Somebody said it. I'm waiting for the pandemic to end so we can get back to the way it was, where I rise to say, if you think you're going to go back in this dispensation of time to the old ways, you might as well write your obituary because it ain't going back.
Right.
If you think in where you're going now, you're going to go back to the old ways, you might as well write your obituary and put your will together because you're not going to make it. There's something in the land on its way. You hear me? Are you hearing me? That the way the church used to be is not going back to that way because that's never been the way God wanted it. He's taking his church back to his original way. See, what we have been doing for years and years, we have been doing it religiously. He is taking institution of his covenant back to where it's supposed to be. And he's allowed this to happen. Well, the Lord, God did this. No, he's allowed it to happen. And see, if you're his people, when the locusts come, you ain't got to worry about it. When the canker worm come, you ain't got to worry about it. If you're his people, if he shut up to heaven that there be no rain, you still raining inside of him. If he's his people.
Amen.
So no matter what happened, he told Solomon, if all of these things happen and all of these things come to place in the land and the pestilence among my people, if you are mine, don't worry. I have you covered. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. I have a plan in place. So those of you survive the pandemic and the Delta variant and this new one that's coming, oh, you ain't seen nothing. Let me tell you something. Do y'all know what happened in January 6, 2020 on Capitol Hill? You know, I told 2021, 2021, what happened? And I shared with the people in December 2020. 17, 18th, right at that time, what was going to happen. I was just preparing the people to let you know a revolt is on its way. And you think for one time people are going to allow, if his people are going to allow this to keep going, let me tell you something. Let me warn America. Let me warn the world. Let me warn the people. If you think for one time the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost that we call it to be, the glory of God, if you think for one time all of what's happening in this window we in is going to go down, you're landlocked. You're lost. Because what's getting ready to hit this earth, when folks find out what's going on, you better get you a gun. You better get you a gun. Because I'm telling you, and I'm just saying it literally, because I'm telling you, it's going to be on. And what we're heading to, it's unstoppable. And guess what? Everybody know it, except those who are saying, if my people, we're hitting, I'm telling you. Because God's people, listen to me, the people of God, they know that something is coming.
Yes.
And it's coming silently, but it's really loud. It's coming silent in the land. And it's on its way here. Are you hearing me? And it's coming so quick. So the Lord is just saying, let me empty out all the devils in the church and let's have some church. Let me get everybody out anyway. Let me have some real church. I want the real folks. Let's have some real church. Let's get them on out of there. Let's get the real church folks in here.
Amen.
Being honest. Because see, what you're watching is you're watching a people who are not his people. You're watching sheep. You're watching wolves who are pretending to wear sheep clothes. You're watching a revolt in the government. You're watching continent after continent in battle. You're looking at cities and towns going to dry up overnight. You're watching prospering nations are not going to prosper anymore. You have more money in the world than you ever would ever want. They make more. They made more money now than they ever did. You're prospering at every level. But because people are locked in their mind, some people you can preach to, you're not going to open their mind up because they're already Antichrist bound. They're already Antichrist sound. They've already heard the sound. And the ones who can break loose are the ones who humble themselves and say, look, what I thought is not in existence. And those who are praying, not those who are P-A-E-Y, but those who are P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. Hear from the Lord, thanks to God.
Amen.
So 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it's the select of God's people, chosen, who understand the plan, who understand the Davidic line, who understood what God was saying in its original form. We have always been engrafted in. The Gentiles was never in the scripture. We were all nations. Everybody had different nations. And it was already done in the book of Genesis, Mosaic Law. God already divided a people. He already had a people. Joshua just took all of the nations, and after chapter 1 and 9, he divided the inheritance. It's only those individuals, and I want to give names because somebody might get deep, that took and started being greedy and start taking and start taking what then belongs to them. And in 2020, they already prepared for that. Because those Nimrod, ninth generation Noah, who understood that now, in modern day, Bulgarian calendar, they knew what was getting ready to happen at this time. Hey, this thing was not planned 30 years ago. It was planned. This thing was planned hundreds of years in the making. They knew you were coming into your position of power. That's why slavery, everything they've done, if you look at it, they gave you a $1,200 stimulus check. If you look at it back, if you go to the record, you'll see what they gave. What did they give? If you captured a slave, $1,200. Same thing. It didn't change. Y'all don't understand history.
I'm on that.
I'm going to give y'all a history assignment today. That's why I have y'all stayed on mute. You couldn't even
go
to Chronicles. You sitting right there in your house right now. You Google what I said. You couldn't even come off me and say, Prophet Matthew, let me explain it. You should have said, and y'all, haven't you been following me for, what, 8, 9, 10 years right here? I'm trying to bring you out of your web. Some of you been talking about, I'm going to do my business for 10 and 20 years. You ain't did your business because you're a busybody. Go do what God told you to do.
Thank you.
You are in the inheritance. You have the business, your corporation. You are CEO, right? You working for somebody. Chief executive officer. Let that enemy, that insecure bloodline. You all of that on your life. You got all the books fighting in your cellular system. That's why they try to shoot you up instead of you setting yourself up. 2022, number one in 2022, you will be a 911. You will carry it in your mouth. You in 2021, two, you will carry a 911 in your mouth. You will be. You will carry that. You will be the carrier of a 911 in your mouth.
I mean,
and you will be a 911 for others in the land.
Amen.
Sound is more powerful than anything right now. God said, I'm tired of you filthy people touching my people.
Amen.
I'm going to let you create a sound and reach them. I'm tired of folks knocking folks down and looking at them and saying, whoa, look at the power. That ain't no power. You blew your smelling breath on them and made them fall. And they used to falling out anyway. You got professional faller out. I'm going to bring my word. I'm going to show you my power. Sound begins, sound to end. Mm-hmm. Number two, the pews, people who sit in the seat, will outmaster those who operate in the pulpit because mm-hmm. they got common. They got common. That's why he had to shift the dichotomy of church world. In 2020, he had to change. He had to send a shaking. Pioneers went on to be with the Lord. Mantles were exchanged. People left here. It was an obituary year. He had to allow it to happen. You ain't seen nothing. It's just only in your category that you saw. More people left here. In other denominations and religion organizations. It's just the ones you were common to. Why? Because he allowed you to see what you were common to leave here. There were people leaving here all over the world in other denominations. There are people don't even know nothing about your denomination and what you're about and your organization and your church. They don't know nothing about you. Because we've been limited. We locked ourselves in. We locked ourselves in to a time zone. And we got lost because of religion. Say, look, y'all sending people back to their tent. Come in, Solomon, meet me over here. You gave your offering. You gave your burnt offering. You've done everything based upon the calendar. The Judaic calendar, 81, 50, whatever it is. Nah, I forgot the numbers. My mind brain moving. You have followed it. Now, I'm getting ready to show you what's getting ready to manifest itself with my people. And I don't want you elevation. Revealing to the people what needs to be revealed. Oh, yeah. When somebody say pray, no, he ended prayer. Second Chronicle, he ended the prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And he talked to him.
Yes.
Let me say that again. Second Chronicle 7 and 14, he ended the prayer. It was done.
Man.
It was done. The prayer was over. Now it's action time, thanks to God. Do you understand? Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said to them, I heard thy prayers and have chosen this place for a house of sacrifice. It is. I've heard you. Now you're not praying, I need to talk to you. See, some of you God need to talk to you. You're still running your mouth. I want to talk to you so I can reveal to what you prayed about. You ain't hearing me. I want to talk to you because I want to show you everything you need. Reveal to you. Those who are my people. If you're Nimrod bound, if you're Baal bound, if you're ancient bound, if you bow to these different orders. I ain't gonna mess with this person I know. I ain't gonna mess with your fraternity. I ain't gonna listen to it. I hope you studied that fraternity because I want to get a little bit more research. Now I'm ready for you. I told you, don't go start no fight with the prophet. I'm gonna go down into your fraternity. I'm gonna explain something to you. So you gotta study these ancient fraternities, then you understand where it started from. You gotta go to the original. I bet you didn't even study yours. See? Gotta do your homework. But anyway, we're gonna leave that alone. So what I'm saying is when he spoke to Solomon, Solomon had created the atmosphere. The temple was filled. The glory of God. It's like I see second Isaiah 6. What happened? The king Uzziah died. His presence filled the temple. The presence of God. Here we are. People talk about, well, God ain't doing it. Look at what he said in the word of God. Me and my dad, now my dad's 79, he'll be 80 years old. My dad's going to be 80. Now, years of stuff that we talked about back in the day, and he would say, that's not right. He's almost 80, now he got a revelation. I see a lot of stuff I just didn't know. I know. But when I was saying it, we had a little disagreement, which is fine. But you got to be open to hear. You got to be open to be prayer and watch gold dust fall on your head. Oh, he not using gold dust. You ain't using it. The angels presented to you. I had that experience. I used to hear people talk about that. Oh, that ain't God. That's witchcraft. Let me tell you something. A lot of stuff we call it witchcraft is a move of God. A lot of stuff you're dealing with right now is witchcraft. When you put that tree in your mouth, let me leave that alone. Let me not bother you. Y'all gonna get upset with me. I ain't gonna mess with y'all today. See, I can show you some real witchcraft if you want me to. And I'm just about it. See, the stuff we call it witchcraft is not witchcraft. The stuff we're celebrating is actually witchcraft.
All right.
Come on, honey. I'm going to leave that alone. Cause see the church. So the saint going to be mad at me. Y'all going to be mad at me. Jesus was not, no wise man came to Jesus in a manger and gave him a gift when he was born. If you look at the word of God, it came years later. Sit up there. I'm just talking. I'm just trying to help the folks out. I'm trying to break that. If you actually study December 25th in its origin, some of y'all be really shocked. If you study Esther, the sun goddess, if you study all of this stuff, I'm just trying to tell y'all we have to study stuff that we're doing. Because everything is going to, in other words, what I just shared with you, it'll lead you to God. Everything that's pagan leads you away from God. All of the stuff we're doing leading you away from God. That's why fear is in the land. Because what they're doing is they're leading us away from God. The church world should be the number one people that should be running towards. People should be filling churches out. You know why? Because when the glory hits the temple of God, no disease can get into the church. No virus can get into the building. No sickness can come among the people. Because he said, it's my people. If I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to come into the temple. If I command the locusts to devour the land, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to come into my temple. If I command the pestilence to come, I'm always taking care of my people no matter what happened. So that's what he was saying. He said, if I did all of these things, but if you my people, don't worry. Because the prayer was over. You already prayed through it. So you don't have to worry about it. So stop letting somebody give you a scripture and don't explain to it. The prayer had ended.
Yes.
He said, now I'm showing you that if these things happen, I'm with you. That's all he told Solomon. And then Joel understood it. He understood it. He already broke it down. That's why the word of God
It's just bringing us into understanding the revelation of God. That's why they already call it food and drug administration. They gave you the food, then they gave you the drug, and they administered it. When you ate the food, what did they do in the garden? They ate the tree. Then what did the devil do? He gave you the drug. And then what did he do? He administered it. See, it was in Genesis, food and drug administration.
Yeah.
The secret society only took what Nimrod gave them. And Baal and the Nephilim, fallen angels, revealed the secret. We should know these secrets, saints of God. That's why the Food and Drug Administration did not approve the shots y'all taking. I'm sorry. I'm just going there. I'm just going there. I don't understand. I just don't understand, y'all. I just don't understand it.
Thank you, Prophet.
I just don't understand it. And then in chapter number 11, he came down and did what? He saw that they were making a name. And he came down and he confused them. And he confused their languages. And all they try to do is give you what they want you to have. So God is going to come again and confuse the languages. And all of your buddies and friends, all of them who you obey in. You know, Dr. Phil, you don't believe in God. Study his background. And hear you listening to him. You save people. He don't believe in God. So I did some study on that man. See, you got to understand what? Well, not me, no. I ain't going to mess with that. I ain't going to mess with that one. And we the first people say, hey, talk about devil. We listening to the devil. Well, you heard what Dr. Fauci told you to do, and he don't believe in God. Spirit feel. Now they ready for me. I'm exposed to all the devil. They might send another agent to my house next week. I got something for him. Come on. I got something for him. Come on over. Knock on my door. I got a word for him. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying to you,
Prophet, thank you so much. You really enlightened me. I hope it opened up many, I'm pretty sure it opened up many eyes this morning. Those that have ears to hear what the Lord is saying through you. Yes. You broke it down. Thank you and Mother Sydney. I'm telling you, this has been class A. And
amen.
I thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for the other two students that read the share it with us too. We can just bring people into it. But see, that's the powerful thing about God. If you study, for example, if you study all of the people, I mean everybody, you go through the name and you look at their background. For example, you study the events of the what we call philosophers and what they believed in and their deity. And not that they don't make great points, because there is some great philosophical points that they make, some great points that they make in history. And you hear them, what we call contradiction is really not contradiction. We understand what's befalling the people and what's happening in the world. We will be knowledgeable of things that are going on. And God is trying to bring his people into understanding. And what we have is a lot of bullying spirits that's bullying God's people, because for the last several decades, they've allowed people to teach them without studying. It's easy to deal with the emotions of the people, because that's what we are. We are an emotional people. We are warm climate people. We're emotion. So we have a certain type of rhythm and a certain type of a classic in us. Why do you think they have all of these? Why do you think they build these astronomical temples? The Catholic Church creates these beautiful temples that they try to outdo Solomon did. They create these huge temples and make these idols and make these faces. And they absolutely know. It ain't that they don't know, they absolutely know the ways. That's why you see the Pope, what is his name, Benedict? And he's from Argentina. He's an Argentinian from Argentina. He actually knows the origin of what happened. That's why he came and apologized to the Moors and to the people. Why? Because they know Nimrod. See, Nimrod operates on a timetable. That ancient spirit operates on a time. It doesn't operate from eternity. It operates on a timetable. So they have a time limit. See, it's a certain time. The demon spirits can do what they do. And if you know what you know from the kingdom of God, then the enemy cannot defeat you. Davidic lineage, Judah, and the two southern kingdoms that was divided, and Jesus brought it together with the woman at the well. It was all about a family division, divide, and David, Davidic lineage, David, was used as a vessel from God to break the spell of what Saul did and the things that would have happened. And years later, because of Saul disobedient, and Saul's name means prayed for. And in the Hebrew, his name means prayed for. Prayed for. That's what his name means. So we have to know what God has saved to us. Thanks to God. Don't be afraid. That's why evil is ever so present. It's so wicked. Nothing new under the sun. I was sharing on Mother yesterday. Thank you, Mother Cindy, for giving me an invitation to join the widows over there, and people who want to grief on her platform over there at the clubhouse. It's a lot of things that we call it new. It's nothing new under the sun.
Man.
It's just that the passion is coming back. It's just that so many people lost people in 2020. The death is now the spirit that the spirit, people got to put value in things now. We have to really understand God is, there's a people who are really called by his name is going to tell the truth now. They're gonna let you know. They're going to open up the Chronicles. That's in Esther chapter 6. That's what I'm going to take you all to today to break down the Chronicles. If you know what happened in 2020, do y'all actually know what happened in 2020? 2020 was a powerful year, even though it was a year that was, do you know, in 2020, the spirit of Nimrod, the ancient spirit, rose up. It was all in preparation for what's over at the United Nations, the lion that's sitting there, the statue full of colors over there. That was all prepared. These things didn't happen now. It was a preparation because they knew the census was going to change the dichotomy of the earth. That's why Planned Parenthood killed 1.8 million children a year. Black children, bloodlines. That's that ancient spirit that worked through Bill Gates and his organization
that do this so-called charity work and all of these systems in the world. You have to understand what's population control about. The same thing they did with Yeshua. They killed out children 2 years and under so they can figure out who would be the Messiah, who would be the next in succession. This ain't nothing new. We in 2020. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, who was used by God, contrary to many people, he stood outside of the White House while everybody was focusing on, oh, he moved all them homeless people out of the way. Y'all was focusing on what he did wrong. That was not what he did wrong. That was a code. He had to step outside of that Mason circle of the White House on whatever, 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue, the secret circle of the Masonic order, and he had to leave that order to come in front of the Episcopal building and stand with the Bible up to let the world know we are in biblical fulfillment and there's nothing he can do about it, period. Y'all ain't understanding that. And he would let everybody know. While they would sit up there and say, he's holding the Bible, he's a heretic. No, you were ignorant concerning what he was doing that day. He was letting all the religious and the church world know that that Bible he held in his hand, for everybody that really understands the word of God, he said, Queen Elizabeth, who runs the family, Queen Elizabeth, Mother Elizabeth, what he was saying. If the world stood still, did you see how he stood still? Go back and look at the picture. Go back and go in the videotape. Look at it. Go Google. Go to YouTube. Google what he did. Look at what he did. He stood in position in front of the Episcopal building there. He opened up the Chronicles. That's what you get Second Chronicles about. Understand the Chronicles, you'll never understand what's going on in the world. And he says to the world, May 25th, June 6th and 7th, I think it was the 7th that it happened, he already said, what was the young man, what was his name? I can't even remember his name. May 25th, and Power Horn. That was a whole entire year. May 25th, 2020, in the Twin City, Minnesota, in Power Horn, Minnesota, which means Power Horn comes from the word gunpowder. Nimrod, all of those Masons who were Masons, he was a Mason, 32 degrees, 33rd degree and a half, Mason, the white Mason and the black Mason. He lets you know that the white Masons were ruling over the black Masons. Y'all ain't understand. Y'all ain't ready for me. I ain't exposing anything, but you understand. All of it. He was letting y'all know. He was sending a sign and a symbol. That's why they keep the book hidden from you. You women who married a Mason, the Eastern Star, y'all. Y'all don't get to meet in the room when they're in there, in them caskets and in them back room doors. The first 3 degrees are all about religion. Anything you get past that, it takes you into a whole different level. You're into sacrifice. You're into ancient spirit. So he himself couldn't even be in the White House. He had to leave it. He was already given the order. If you do that, you can't do it in this house. You can't do it in the White House. You won't be able to do it here. You better walk outside that and go on over there to outside of that little circle. Because when you leave that circle, you can go right over there to there. And he already knew it. He was already prophesied that he would be the president. Matt Clement, Clement prophesied that years ago before he left here. Because it's fulfillment, thanks to God. So everything you see, let me finish. So they already let you know. So here it is. What is it, black? Yeah, somebody could unmute that. Tell me this man. Somebody send me a text, whatever you want to send it to me, whatever young man was. So everything they did was based upon
George Floyd.
The order. Yeah, Floyd. So he was a Mason. So when he had his hand on his head, did you look at the face of the man? Look at the police officer. Whatever his name was, Chavez. You already knew. And people wearing masks, I can't breathe. You better believe you knew exactly what they were telling you. Then they got promoted. And after May 25th, look at the 25th day. If you understand what 25 means, study the history of the number 25. Think of the people who leave the earth on the 25th day. Look at actors that left on the 25th. Look at people who died on the 25th. And just study the 25th. So, and what did police arrest them for? A counterfeit $20 bill. Think about that. A counterfeit $20 bill he was arrested for in Powerhorn. So 2020 will be a counterfeit year and prepare you all for bloodshed. Did you get the revelation? Memoir, Mason Order. I'm trying to help you. I understand. Faith of God. And from that day on, everybody started marching. Every continent, every nation came together. Look at that. Australia, down and under, all the continents. They said, look, we want justice. They didn't look at what they said. That's what they said. And what did they say? I heard it on the news. He said, all seven continents are in alignment with justice. Y'all didn't even get the revelation. What God said. All seven continents. I'm judging now. Nobody is left out. It's fulfillment. I'm fulfilling my word. Being the president, all the rioting, all the fighting, all the stuff going on in the communities, in the neighborhood. When did it start? During the Passover. Everybody go in your house for 40 days, quarantine yourself. Then they gave away all that money. So we're going to give everybody stimulus checks. And those who, I'm trying not to misbehave like this. I'm giving y'all slave check so I can throw you off so you can spend it back. You know, back to me. Then I'm gonna give others money. And I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna give you free money. I'm gonna show you. See? And I'm gonna show you the benefit of what you can get. And some people say, no, I don't want it. Some people say, yeah, I'm gonna take it. And so here's what you have. Then the President of the United States of America. In June 2020, there we go, stands in front of the Episcopal building in D.C., the District of Columbia. Not in the United States of America, but the District of Columbia is not in the state. It's not part of the United States. It's a district. It's a colonial city. Now follow me. Are y'all staying with me here? Yes. It's not a United States. It's a district. All the laws are made from the district, not in the United States of America. Every law that's been given to you all in America is made from another country. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. It's made, the laws that they give you. You know, it's a district, right? Yeah, I know Washington, D.C. is a district, you know, right? They don't have no mayor. I mean, they don't have no governor. They don't have no senator or representative. They have, it's a district. It's a district. That's where they get all of. You look at the statue. You look at the big old, you see the Lincoln Memorial, whatever. They all got all those monuments there. You see all those monuments around the White House, each monument. It's all the symbol. That's why they don't let no airplanes fly across the White House. They don't want you to understand the symbol. Can't do it.
you know what? Do you understand why the United States? Do you understand why the gate at the White House is only what is it now? 6 feet high now? I think they probably made it a little high. You got to understand this. Why they had it only 6 feet high? The gate only 6 feet high. You know what I'm saying? That people got to understand the secrets of what they do. But anyway, to really understand. So the president stood in front of the Episcopal building. The Church of England is ran by Queen Elizabeth, who they're getting ready to have a huge celebration for her this year. Y'all heard about it, right? Y'all heard about it? The big celebration they're getting ready to have for Queen Elizabeth. Let me tell you something. She's the longest sitting woman in history on the throne. You know how many years it is? Think about this. 70 years. Read the word of God. After 70 years have been completed. Let me leave that alone. I'm just throwing some stuff out there to you so you can understand. She's been sitting on the throne set 70 years. 70 years. This is her 70th year on the throne as Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm just saying. What are you saying? 70 years on the throne. She doesn't have a husband. Philip passed away on 666, April the 9th, 2021, at age 99. Flip it over. You get 666. That's all. I'm just saying. So you can understand the symbol. Look at what's happening in the earth realm. So as soon as he stood there, immediately the Church of England, the British colonial system, everything went out. And then you got to remember what happened to him. You got to remember what happened to Queen Elizabeth's husband. You know, when he passed away, you remember that island, that big old volcano that hit that island, and all the people had to leave. And the smoke went up, like they said, about 6 miles high. You know what I'm saying? Because she dominates the Caribbean Sea. She rules the Caribbean Sea. All that out there, the countries out there, she runs that. That's those that dominate by the mother Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. Was saying, you know, the way that Jamaica, Haiti, all them countries out there, and other ones, Caribbean Sea. Yeah, there you go. The ancient marine spirits, the marine realm. So when her husband died, y'all go Google it right now. The next day, what happened? A big volcano and ashes was all over the place. You understand me? The day he died, y'all remember? Do anybody remember that when he passed away? All of a sudden, in that big old island over there, all of ashes came up. That was that deity god. See that? That was a deity god. So you got to understand what they were worshiping over. See, them deities rises up. Why? Because they couldn't fulfill it. But see, Harry and Meghan had that little boy. See, I don't understand that kind of stuff. You got to understand. See, they needed that blood. See, Queen Elizabeth, see, Prince Diana knew that. She left at age 37 in 1996. So you got to understand, though. See, all of this stuff, you got to understand. And so she could not marry, what is his name? Lafayette, the whatever that guy was she was supposed to marry. It wasn't supposed to happen because she already made a covenant with Charles, the children. And she had two sons. See? Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm just making stuff up. I'm just trying to help you out so you can understand all of this stuff up. See, they knew what was coming. All of you. And so Mother Elizabeth needed to raise those children. See? Yeah, you got to understand. And guess what? When they went through the cave to see where the cameras were at, to see the actual video, they couldn't find no cameras nowhere. They couldn't find no video. Go Google it. They couldn't find no video. Now, you mean to tell me this woman is in a car with her fiance and a paparazzi ran them over and they crashed and they ain't got no camera? Come on now, say. I mean, people of God. I ain't going to talk to the saints. I'm going to talk to the world now.
They ain't got no video. They ain't got no videotapes of nothing that happened in that. No video, period. Not one videotape, period. What happened to Princess Diana? I'm just saying. So keep your eye on the royal family. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. The Chronicles are being in effect. Apostle Simmons was asked to share with me yesterday, the other day, about Chronicles. God is revealing things in the Chronicles. Yeah, you got to break down the code, the Chronicles. So anyway, the president, Donald Trump, which is the 45th president of the United States, and think about the 46th president right now. If you study the history of, study this time right now of president. Look at the history of president. How many left here during this time? But anyway, so the 46th president of the United States, 46, which is Joe Biden, Donald Trump, held the Bible up. Queen Elizabeth gets the call. She knows. She already knew. He said, all right. So she had to go over to the Chronicles. She had to go into the castle, Buckingham Palace or Windsor, wherever she was at. I think she was in Windsor. Because, she owned all them cats. You know, she owned all them big old castles. She owned all them castles over there. Because, that's their god over there. In British, Queen Elizabeth is the mother queen. If you ever notice, they never call her husband king. They call him Prince Philip. She the queen, he's the prince. Because she served Nimrod, the king. I'm just helping y'all out. Do you ever hear him say, King Philip? No. Do you ever say, King Philip? No. Do you hear anybody say, Honorable King? No. But what do they call her? Queen. What do they call her? Quick. I'm just helping y'all out. Yeah. Now, if you go over to Dubai and Saudi Arabia, what do they call them over there? King. Hey, I'm just helping you just so y'all can understand. Are you hearing me? Touching you there, you hear the problem. So I'm breaking things down so you can understand. He did. When he did that, and he stood in front of that Episcopal building, alarms were sounded in the land. Everything was in effect. Because in March 2015, when the president said, prepare for the plague, that was Obama. And the plague comes, that we should be prepared for. And Hillary Clinton, who lost the election, because anybody thought she was going to lose. See, that was all a setup. And y'all thank God she lost the election, because you'd see the lives of the people that would be here right now. Thank God she lost the election. Somebody said, thank God she lost that election. Because it'd be over for a whole bunch of people. Because she ain't thinking about you, or you, or me. That's all spirit. So God knew the plan that he has towards us. So that was a big old fiasco. And that happened because everything was coming out. It was a totally different plan. See, God broke the plan. He broke the plan. He went in there and broke that plan. See, why people were crying, weeping. Oh, I know Trump is in there. And I'm just trying to help you out so you can understand. Since you knew what you were dealing with, now you don't even know what you're dealing with. You don't even know the other guy. You don't know what you're dealing with. But anyway, so we stood in front of the Episcopal building, and the word is to Queen Elizabeth. Bible is in fulfillment. There's nothing she can do about it. Nobody can do it. And all 7 continents is officially under the justice system of God now.
all seven continents. So, Power Horn, May 25th, 2020, counterfeit $20 bill, but you know this is all going to be a counterfeit going into the rest of the year. You're in a counterfeit season. And many people are still feeling the counterfeit. All of it went on down in the line of succession. Secret society will do what they do. And change it. Mother Elizabeth knew. And guess what? The handwriting was on the wall. She knew it. And she goes and opens up the Royal Chronicle, and guess what she reads? Uh-oh. Those original people, after 70 years, you can read anything in Isaiah, really, after 70 years, there's a rising up. It fell on this lock. You're in a prophetic lock right now. That's why they're trying to silence the prophets, trying to silence God's people. That's why many of you are dealing with body issues, climate control. Your throat is going through issues. They're trying to muzzle your mouth, shut you down, trying to separate you, keep you divided, and all this stuff. What are they talking about? Stand 6 feet apart. I'm going to tell you. 6 feet distance, all that stuff. All them codes. Don't understand that. 6 feet distance, 6 feet apart. Look at every sign on the floor. Look at every sign that you're going to in the store. What does it say? 6 feet. So what is it? 666. Y'all ain't ready for me. Look at the sign. 6 feet distance. Look at the next sign. 6 feet distance. Look at the next sign. 6 feet distance. 666. Y'all walking on it. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm going to help you out. Are you hearing me? Because you say, are you hearing it? You know it. You said that. You said that. Here you are 6 feet ahead. A lady up 6 feet. Hi, ma'am. I'm 6 feet. I'm 6 feet here. I'm behind you. I'm 6 feet too. Okay, we're all 6 feet. There you go. Are you hearing me? I'm just trying to tell you something. Can't y'all thank God for the prophet Lorraine Matthew today just revealing stuff to you?
Amen.
I just want you to understand so you won't be fooled.
Awesome. Wealth of information.
So you won't be fooled by what's going on.
Hello.
And then all the rest is 6 feet under.
And yeah.
The rest of it is 6 feet under. So 6 feet apart, 6 feet under. And I ain't gonna mess with the rest of that. So because then I have to deal with the Scottish Rite. But see when you get to the first 3 degrees of the Masons. Then you get to the sixth degree. Then that's another secret. See, I'm just telling you. I'm just saying, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? All right. So you have to understand what we're dealing with in the world. So the President of the United States in 2020 reveals to Queen Elizabeth what is going on in the world. And she knows what's happening. She opened up the Royal Chronicle that no one knows what was revealed in that, information. Then that information is shared with her husband, Prince Philip, who gets scary as I don't know what. You already know that the handwriting is on the wall. I think that's what scripture that in. When what was it? What is it? The interpretation of the writing. But, you know, that's an answer. Because things are changing. She gets the Chronicle. And y'all know before that time, you already know Prince Harry and Meghan had left. I think that was in 2019, right? I think they left. They left $22 billion. They said, we don't want that money. You ain't getting our children. Look at Harry told. Harry told Queen Elizabeth, my son ain't staying in this palace. You ain't finna make him the blood sacrifice.
I'm just helping y'all out. And then after that, guess what? You remember when they met with Oprah Winfrey and they did the interview? You remember that? And then what happened? Then the father passed away because it was exposed. See, I'm just trying to help y'all understand. Then he leaves. So now here's the brother and the rest of the duchess. You gotta know the duchess, you know, the other family duchess. Because you know you got black folks in that family too, right? Yeah, I know that. You know some of the duchess, I mean some black women, some of them. And really a lot of them were black. So the duchess. You know, and now the perverted son is on. He's in the court right now. What's the son who with the other guy that messed with the kid out there on the boat with Einstein? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Are you hearing me? I'm just trying to bring y'all up to speed. See, and all of that's out. So everything is coming to the surface. I'm just exposing the devil. So y'all can understand what's going on in the world. Yeah. So you understand. So Floyd was amazing. Epstein, who was part of the family too, he's in that secret stuff. I mean, he has so much data. And you remember the day before he died, all of his money disappeared. They took all his money. How you gonna take so many billions of dollars and get rid of it? And then he passed away. Then a young lady, whatever her name was, she, you know why? Because everything was coming out. Things, I'm telling you, all that secret stuff they were doing. Some young ladies, they were getting them virgin girls, taking them over to his house and taking them over to them island. Are you hearing me? See, all that's part of that sacrifice. That's part of that sacrifice. Oh yeah. Oh, it comes to a head. But anyway, so Queen Elizabeth gets the word, then her husband gets the word that what? The clock is ticking. So what? 100 years is what? A century. He didn't make it past that century mark. 99 years. It ended it. You follow me? So if he would have made it past that century mark, that would then that marks another dimension for this. So he leaves here in 99. Now, his son, his grandson, Megan, all of it, everything changes. Everything changes in the land. Oh, the father, he's in his 70s. He can't take the throne because he got blood on his hands. So he can't. The father can't. He won't be able to get the throne. Now he's standing in the stead of his mother. That's the one who married that. You know what? I never understood for the world. What is it like? Camilla? Now, sir, I just never understood how you like Camilla over Prince Diana. I never understood that one for the world. But anyway, that ain't for me to understand. To each man, his woman. I just got to do a little sense of humor in that thing, too. You got to have a little sense of humor. But anyway, so there it is. So now you have, what was the other brother's name? I forgot his name. Is his name Philip, too? I don't know. He might be Philip. I guess he may be. But anyway, him and his wife, the rest of the royal family. 70 years, this is the 70-year Mother Elizabeth celebration. It's supposed to have a big event for her coming up this year. And we're watching the clock ticking. We're watching the clock ticking things. And so, while the clock is ticking, we're watching the unveiling of what God is doing. So she gets the word after she meets, and the word reaches the Pope, Benedict, whatever they call him, the third or fourth or 14th, or Pope Benedict 14th. I'm trying to, now somebody help me out. There's another pope that's still alive. I don't think he left yet because they had to make him step down because he was dealing with Alzheimer's and he lost his mind. What is that? Because it's still two popes. The one that they put him away. They put those priests away. I believe he's still alive. Even he's still alive because actually this is the first time in history that you have actually two sitting popes. One that's with a sitting pope because usually they serve all the way until they leave here. And they have a funeral, but I think he pass away. You know, somebody might know that. Yeah, I can Google it real quick because I think they might get him sitting away somewhere. But they got the Benedict who became pope, and he's from Argentina. So he gets the word, and so the word is out now. So he got to go down into that castle, down to the basement. And he got to pull up all the data that they taking. And his data got to match what Queen Elizabeth's data is. Then all of the orders, all of the, then they sit around that table and get what it actually is, a spirit for real. They got to sit with that spirit. And that's an ancient spirit. And they got to let that spirit to tell them, ooh, what happened? Yeah, that stuff is real. See, what the church world don't know, this stuff is real that you're talking about. What I'm sharing with you, this is real, real. These people, they have room for actual demons to show up. And then they make sacrifices. You become part of that blood sacrifice. Yeah, these are real spirits. And they know the timetable. So that's why they keep that stuff hidden. That's why the Catholic Church, They got their whole government by themselves. They're not ruled by they own their own government. They got their own police department. They got their own laws and regulations. They got all of this. That's ancient. So they got their own police department. They got their own rules and regulations. That's why they got so many people hidden in their secret society. They got lawyers, judges, political people, politicians. Even Biden is a Catholic. They have Roman Catholic. They got Greek Orthodox Catholic. They got all of it. They got a landlocked around it. So no matter what you do, they got to go through the Vatican. I'm just saying. I'm just helping you out. Thank you, man. And so when they get a symbol, it makes no difference what you do. You fall under that order. Remember, I'm just saying. And so the word now, the President of the United States, Queen Elizabeth, Jesuit order, gets to the Pope Benedict. Now, everything, 1, 2, 3, all the other continents, alignment. 2021, grief. 2022, they know. Without a doubt, sun has set. What is it? Let me turn that real quick. I know I had something down in my paper. They knew that the calendar is set for this dispensation. They know we're heading for a showdown in the earth now. And you just got information about it. And now you know, too. So 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, all the way up to 2027. Next 6 years, listen to me, next 6 years, watch the entire, if you live through it and you're still here, watch what's getting ready to unveil itself. Look at the power shift. They already know they can't stop this. This is an unstoppable time in the earth realm. They know it. So as they can destroy as many the original people as they can, by 2027, you won't have the power. Look at all the Chinese people, the Chinamen, China over in the continent of Africa. What are they over there for? What are they doing over there? What are they doing over there? What are they doing over there? Like that. And in their bloodline, you got to understand that bloodline. That's why the Chinese people, the man, a lot of the African women don't understand. I'm just saying. You know. So the power, everybody know, except us. We've been landlocked in America. So vaccinate them. You don't get the vaccine, you can't shop. You don't get the vaccine, you can't. And then we're going to say, that's a sign of the mark of the beast. That's just part of the sign. Well, this is the one. Let me tell you something. That thing's been moving for years. You're just seeing signs. And then the end ain't yet. The word of God. Somebody said, well, we waiting for the rapture. No, you're going to be wrapped up in it right here. You right down here with it. We wait for tribulation, then you've been sleep because you're in the tribulation. you've been fast asleep. You fast asleep, but you didn't. You think you missed? But we're right here in the middle of it. And look at the men and women that are being raised up right now. The mantle exchange in the earth, man. Look at the power. We can't even identify who's coming on the scene and who's been raised up for such a time as this. All of those things that happen. So, keep your eyes spot right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes and you. You'll see it. You'll know it for such a time as this. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Number three. You will be a priority. That's what God's people are, priority. I mean, number three, you will operate in the unknown. Many of us will operate in the unknown. So God is causing prophetic people to come together. So prophetic people opens up prophetic people. Pathetic people open up pathetic people, calling them prophetic people. Yeah, the sign of the time. Number four, we will be a priority. We are a priority to God even more. That's why security that God has over you are angelic. You can have all the security people in the world. The enemy still can assassinate you. But when the angels are on assignment, they can't do anything to you. Why? Because those angels warn the fallen angels. You cannot violate this territory. That's why people are moving. While other folks are leaving, the fallen angels get the warning from the other angels. You know you can't do it. You can't mess with her. You can't mess with her. You know that, right? They already know. Okay. So don't try it because you don't even authorize. And it's interesting how the fallen angels obey the other angels because they know. They can't do nothing to you. You know you can't. You can't take them out with plague and sickness. You know that, right? Because God gave angels charge of them. Now, they're war, but they can't do nothing. They'll attack you, but they can't take you out. Just like Job, they can kill him. They can attack his body. But they can attack you, but they can't kill you. Number five. You have entered into the wealth frequency of the world, of the earth. You're in it right now. Everybody's in it. The wealth frequency in the earth land. Anything you name, anything you do will happen if you're not afraid. Fear is the only thing that stops you from reaching that portal and walking in it, breathing. You can enter into any access to it. You're a priority to God. You can go into the White House, I see the president. Who are you? Such and such. They're already, the warning sign is already, demons already know. Okay, well, you're not on the list. Check the list. Call
call up to the secretary. I need to see the president. You know I'm there. You get access. It's stuff you don't even know you have power over. A man who don't even know why the security at the gate wouldn't even know why he's doing what he's doing. Hey, hold on, let me check. Such and such is here. Who is that? He said he's here to see the president. He's here to see the vice president. He's not on the list. So I can tell you what, he looked like the man. You need to come see this yourself. Before you know it, you be in a place you ain't never been. And you didn't even have to go through, what do they call that? You got to go through this thing before you can get into the White House. You got to go through that, all that research and background. You get access. You got to give you access to stuff. And you be sitting next to Biden, Mr. President, and you be sleepover. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let me stop that. But anyway, you have access to stuff. All right, let me stop and take any questions. Mother Sydney, my co-host, bless you on today. Mother, thank you for inviting me yesterday. Hallelujah.
Oh, man. I tell you, that was a download. Powerful, powerful, I tell you. Can't come behind that. And it reminds me of our college class. Hallelujah, because you talk to people on today. Amen. Various subjects. Religion. History. Glory to God. I tell you, we just thank and praise God for what have been transpired on today, what have been given out, what have been given in. And I like what you did with the, you invited the people to participate. You pull from them. You learn your mind because you're giving out. Now you want to see where they're at.
That's it.
I think it's good because it doesn't make sense to continue to get and don't utilize the energy
information
that you got. Let's start reasoning together. Let's start conversing. Let's have a conversation on it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We're pulling
Hello.
Out. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, this is Sister Alba. I'd like to say something briefly.
All right.
Trying to get it in.
I will take.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you. They're trying to run in here in the room and hide it back on their work. But anyway, I just wanted to say briefly, thank you so much, Prophet, for sharing. What a powerful word. I thank God for you and with the revelation he's given you, the insights, the research. And I thank God because I know I'm in the right place because even years I've been seeking God and searching God. And a lot of the stuff he shared with me, you know, I hear it coming from you and even the more. And I thank God for that. You know, even about the paganistic stuff, you know, I mean, even when it comes to eating, you know, God had took me off of all kind of meat. I couldn't eat anything that had eyeballs for like 6 years. But then I kind of went back into just kind of eating, you know, like chicken and fish. But also with the pagan stuff, you know, my daughter is 34. She had one Christmas. And so 33 years I have not served Christmas like, you know, like I did. Coming up as a child, my mom and them had it laid out for us, and I, you know. So my daughter was one; she had one Christmas. I mean, she didn't fuss about that now, but she understands. Because I just wanted to share that because of a simple reason: God is separating us, and even with the scripture that was brought forth today to bring us into all this, also, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, you know, would humble themselves and pray and seek His face, turn from his wicked way. You know, one of the ways God is turning us from is from paganistic worship, Nimrod worship. You know, we got to turn from that wicked way. So if you read one of the scriptures that can help you also with that particular paganistic holiday, and that's just one of them, there's others, but is Jeremiah 10 chapter when God said, learn not the ways of the heathen. You know, the ways of the heathen. Learn not the customs of those people. Those ways are vain and wicked. You know, they take a tree out of the forest, cut it, deck it. You know, it's like they worship and then bow down to the stock of this tree, which is the stock of the stock of Nimrod from the beginning. So when we read Jeremiah 10 chapter, it really relates to you how that's a demonic custom that we learn the ways of the heathen to do that. Now, when Christmas comes, you don't have to deny Christ. No, you still praise the Lord. You worship God. You may even light a candle and say, I love Jesus. You know, but you got to separate those paganistic things, you know, like Satan cloth and frosty storm. All that stuff is really just paganistic stuff that adds up with it. You know what I'm saying? So we got to separate. We don't separate from Jesus and his righteousness, but we separate from the paganistic things and the paganistic rituals and idols and sacrifices and the customs of, you know, getting this stuff to make everything look adorable. You know, how he decks it stuff out and how Queen Elizabeth decks stuff out to make it look beautiful, to have that form of godliness but denying the power of God, because people serve Christmas and worship at Christmas, but they don't even believe in God. So I just wanted to share that, that's so good that you share that, and I'm so grateful that you know that, because it makes